Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Well, we're coming to your city.
The legal pleadings filed by David Weiss now give a very strong whiff of a Russian intelligence operation.
That first hour of this much anticipated testimony was the nail in the coffin to what is a complete bogus and sham impeachment inquiry.
This is a hemispheric shift northward. It's a crisis on multiple levels in multiple places.
The clock is ticking.
Only 249 days left till the presidential election.
Yeah, we're coming to your city.
From coast to coast, from border to border, from sea to shining sea, Sean Hannity is on.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup and information overload hour. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Coming to you live, we are at the southern border. We are in beautiful Texas, and we'll be at Shelby Park in Eagles Pass tonight with President Donald Trump. That airs 9 Eastern tonight on Hannity on the Fox News Channel. Hope you'll join us. Hope you'll set your DVR. Now, yesterday was a big day, a very big day, and you just heard in the last half hour from Jim Jordan, James Comer, and Jason Smith. They were in the room with Hunter Biden and everything that took place yesterday. Pretty amazing day, if you ask me. And there's so much that we've learned about the Biden crime family. I don't even know where to begin, but there is a backlash about, you know, the question of, is it possible that, in fact, Hunter may have perjured himself yesterday? There's a piece on FoxNews.com. Because he testified in this closed-door deposition before the Oversight Committee. And the bottom line is his opening statement to investigators, JustTheNews.com had a great piece on it, collides with witness testimony and email evidence. So I guess maybe the question is, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe Hunter? When it was convenient, oh, I don't remember the WhatsApp message. I was either drunk or high. If you read that message, you would think if somebody was high on crack or drunk or wasted that they probably wouldn't be able to text as articulately as he did. I'm sitting here with my father and we're wondering, why didn't you keep your commitment? And between everybody he knows and my ability to hold a grudge, you're going to regret not doing what you said you would do. You know, they're not getting any answers about any specific services that were offered by Hunter or any of his business partners for what it is that they did for tens of millions of dollars. That's a big question. What did the grandchildren do, considering James Comer points out all the shell corporations and money ending up in the bank accounts of the grandchildren? What did they do for the money? Of course, then we have the big lie, which is Joe Biden himself, the big guy. I never once ever talked to my son Hunter or my brother or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals. Well, okay, that's not what Devin Archer said in his testimony. He can remember and recall at least 20 instances when Joe called into meetings with Hunter and his foreign business partners. And the big, most, I guess, egregious example of Joe lying is meeting at the Cafe Milano with Elena Baterina, the former first lady of Moscow, a Russian oligarch. So justthenews.com kind of nailed it with Hunter Biden's opening statements to investigators. Yeah, that does collide with witness testimony and email evidence in this case, and there's a lot of it. Now, maybe that's why it seems like Abby Lowell is trying to back away from their commitment to do a public hearing. We'll see what happens in that case. Anyway, here to shed light on all of this, we have John Solomon, editor-in-chief, justthenews.com, and also investigative reporter, Greg Jarrett, Fox News legal analyst and best-selling author. Welcome, both of you. By the way, welcome to the southern border. Glad you guys could be here. Hannity's reporting for duty today.
Yeah.
John, let's start with your piece about how this all collides together.
Yeah. Now, listen, the Biden family have a long history now of telling Americans one thing in the face of evidence that is clearly contradictory and affirming. So Joe Biden said, I didn't get money from my family, never got money from China. Well, we got millions. We know he got millions. Now, at the time he said it, he knew it was false. He said the laptop was Russian disinformation, his old campaign concocted idea, but it never was Russian disinformation. When the time Joe Biden said it, the FBI had already corroborated the laptop. Now you've got this new thing. Joe Biden wasn't involved with his son's business. Now, you've got six business partners, including Joe Biden's own brother, who told the FBI in 2020 that, and yes, my brother did, in fact, meet with the head of the Chinese energy company, CEFC China. That man is a guy named Chairman Yi. Chairman Yi was directly connected to Chinese President Xi. The Joe Biden meets with them in early 2017. A few days later, the family gets the first of several millions of dollars in payments. Go all the way back to 2013. Joe Biden takes his son, Hunter Biden, on Air Force Two, goes to China. They meet a guy named Jonathan Lee. A few days after that, by the way, Hunter Biden introduces his father. His father does a grip and grin, kind of closes the deal. All of a sudden, Hunter Biden's in business with another Chinese company. Between those two China deals where Joe Biden is inextricably involved, you've got these dinners at Cafe Milano. Russian oligarch Elena Baterina, Kazakhstan businessman Kenneth Rashagov, and of course, the COO of Burisma Holdings, a guy named Vadim Pozharsky. They all meet in 14 and 15 with Joe for dinner at the swanky Cafe Milano. What makes the Burisma encounter so amazing is at the very moment Joe Biden is meeting with Burisma at that thing, Burisma was a dirty word in the U.S. government. The State Department had concluded through its embassy in Kiev that Burisma was a crooked company. They were concerned about Hunter Biden's association with it. And there's Joe Biden glad-handing and having dinner with one of the Burisma executives. Hunter Biden's testimony is just directly contradicted by contemporaneous evidence and the testimonies of his own family and friends.
Let's look at the maybe the case that I think is the biggest slam dunk part of it. And I think there are two of them. The biggest one, I would argue, is the oil and gas giant Burisma, Greg Jarrett. And we know a lot about that case. We know, and John Solomon broke this story, that in October of 2015, John, jump in if I get it wrong. In October of 2015, it became official Obama administration policy to give the $1 billion in loan guarantees to Ukraine after an interagency discussion, study, decision. They had made that decision based on the fact that they made a lot of progress on the issue of corruption in Ukraine. Then let's fast forward to December of that year, just days before Joe is heading to Ukraine. And again, John, jump in if I'm wrong. but a phone call took place with Hunter, Burisma executives, and Joe Biden. And that's at a time when the Burisma executives were panicked and they needed, quote, D.C. help. And sure enough, a few days later, Joe Biden goes to Ukraine, leveraged the $1 billion that he bragged about, gave him 6 hours to fire Viktor Shokin, the prosecutor. And son of a B, they did it. And the net result of that was Hunter continued to get paid money by Burisma, in a company that works in energy, oil and gas. And he has no experience in that, in a country he has no experience in, Ukraine. And he's getting paid millions more because that gravy train continues because of Joe's official actions. Can they explain that away to your satisfaction?
No, absolutely not. It's classic pay-to-play, quid pro quo. And if you look at the bribery statute, 18 U.S.C. 201, it's a crime to use your public office to confer a benefit to Burisma in exchange for money to yourself or another person, meaning your family member, Hunter Biden. And, of course, bribery is also an impeachable offense. I think you're right on the money, Sean, when you said that's the reason why, Hunter Biden's lawyer doesn't want his client to testify in a public hearing. Yesterday must have been such a disaster that Abby Lowell sat there and cringed for 6 long hours. It was stupid not to invoke the Fifth. I said in my column before Hunter testified, the wise choice would be to remain silent. Why place yourself in further jeopardy? It was a perjury trap that he stepped into yesterday, and it'll be double the perjury trap in front of the public in an open hearing, which is why Abby Lowell is now saying, no, forget what we said over the last several months. We're demanding a public hearing. Now we don't want one. So the charade is over and fully exposed.
Now let's go to, do you agree with that on the Burisma side? John, anything to add to that?
No, listen, I think you guys have nailed it. And it's that the fact of the matter is anyone who sees Hunter Biden looking into a camera at a public hearing is going to know he's lying because he's going to be confronted with all of his own writings, his own emails show what he was up to. We're going to advance the Burisma story a lot in the next.
Yeah, but he was high on drugs or he was drunk and he doesn't recall and he just made it up, he says.
Excuse under the law, by the way.
All right, so now that brings us to the other oil and gas giant, this one out of China, CEFC. Both of you have covered this extensively. John, I'll hand it to you. And we know about CEFC, that the WhatsApp message, which is, I'm sitting here with my father, and why didn't you fulfill your commitment? And between everybody he knows and my ability to hold a grudge, you're going to regret it. Is it true, John Solomon, that in the days following that text message exchange that millions of dollars from CEFC were funneled into the Biden family coffers?
Yeah, $3 million comes in a few days after the encounter with Joe Biden. So he seals the deal. That's what Joe Biden was. He was the rainmaker, the guy that came in, sealed the deal for Hunter Biden once the foreign client knew that the father was aware of what his son was doing. They were going to start writing checks. And that pattern is repeated over and over again. You look at the timing. One of those Cafe Milano dinners, right? There's the Kazakhstan businessman. The very next day after Hunter Biden and his dad have dinner with a guy, he writes a $142,000 check so Hunter Biden can buy a ridiculously expensive sports car. This is a pattern that goes on and on. Now, it's very important to remind people what the China CEFC deal was. What was the Biden family doing with this communist Chinese company? They were trying to help communist China buy from under our feet here in America, U.S. oil and natural gas. Now, it's striking, right? Because Joe Biden doesn't want to let us drill that now to make use of it here against for our own economy, for our own people who are paying high prices at the pumps and suffering from the cost of groceries. But Joe Biden's family was okay taking that same oil and that same gas and trying to give it to China in a series of business deals, including an LNG terminal down in Louisiana known as Monkey Island. That's what was going on. That's what they were getting paid millions for. By the way, they didn't deliver, but they got their millions.
All right, quick break. We'll come right back. We'll continue more with Greg Jarrett and John Solomon We'll get to your calls at the bottom of the half hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SHAWN, our number. All right, we continue now with John Solomon and Greg Jarrett as we discuss Hunter Biden's testimony before the House Judiciary and the House Oversight Committee yesterday. You know, it is maybe an odd coincidence, Greg Jarrett, isn't it, that the communist Chinese got a pass with COVID, they got a pass with their spy balloon, they got a pass confronting with aggressive maneuverings, U.S. Air Force jets in international airspace and our Navy in international waterways and saber rattling that's been going on repeatedly with Taiwan, our ally, and flying their jets over their airspace. There never seems to be any consequences from Joe, ever.
No, there isn't. And it's, you know, it's really the selling out of America to a foreign enemy, China. And, you know, the CEFC deal, I think, is a prime example. You know, you've got Hunter Biden in a text message. He now says, oh, gee, I was high. I sent it to the wrong person. Nobody believes that. He's threatening the Chinese to hand over the cash. And literally days later, the wire transfer takes place. It was a shakedown. You know, John correctly says Joe Biden was the rainmaker. I call him the closer. He's actually both. He was the rainmaker because he was the brand they were selling, says Devin Archer, Tony Bobulinski. But he was also the closer because the son would construct the deals and dad would then step in to a meeting or get on speakerphone with the overseas partners, and suddenly and magically the money would flow, sometimes literally within days. He closed the deal, but without him, he, you know, there was no rainmaking and no closure. That makes him, the President of the United States, a witting accessory aiding and abetting his son's suspected influence peddling schemes.
What do you think comes out of this, John? And we got about 15 seconds each for you.
Listen, the realization for the American public that the Bidens have lied their way in office, and they've lied all the time they've been in office about all these things. Lying is going to be an issue that becomes big in the fall election.
What do you think, Greg?
Democrats tried to cover it up. They succeeded until they lost control of the House. Hats off to the committees by Republicans for uncovering the incriminating evidence. And it will continue to be exposed to the American public. They can have the final say with their vote.
All right. Appreciate you both, John Solomon, Greg Jarrett. Pretty amazing times we're living in. If Hunter's last name was Trump, I think we'd be watching a very different reaction from the mob, the media, and the Democrats in Congress. But, of course, there's that double standard and, of course, the weaponization of our Justice Department. Appreciate you both. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, Father's Day, graduation season right around the corner. And if you're looking for a really great, unique gift, you got to check out the personalized receiver covers from my friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, they're available for Henry's Golden Boy and Golden Boy Silver rifles, which come in three calibers, 22 LR, 22 Magnum, and 17 HMR. Just go to henryusa.com and type in personalized in your search box. Well, there you're going to find a link to the product page with step-by-step instructions. They can engrave any message that you want, up to 20 words, and the process is easy, it's simple, it's affordable, and it doesn't require a gunsmith. Check out Henry's personalized receiver covers if you're looking for a great gift for dads or grads. Make sure you get their free catalog. They mail it with free decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. You get the free catalog, free decals. They have 200 rifles, shotguns, revolvers to choose from, and you're going to love this company. I know I do. All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. We're in Texas. We're at the border. And tonight on Hannity, we'll be in Eagles Pass and Shelby Park. Also, Governor Abbott will join us. Unfortunately, Ted Cruz, who is supposed to be on the show, will not be able to join us. But President Trump will be joining us. Ted Cruz got held back by votes that he had to take in the Senate, do his day job. We're going to miss him tonight, wish he was going to be joining us. All right, your call's coming up, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. You know, Mike Lindell, he's just passionate about helping everybody get a great night's sleep. Now, it all started with the original MyPillow, and after that pillow, what did he focus on? He went to bedding. He created the now famous Giza Dream Sheets. You've heard me raving about them. And now is probably the perfect time to upgrade your bedding and give these Giza Dream Sheets a try. Now, you can purchase a queen-size set. Again, the world's softest cotton, also durable, $59.98. A king size, just 10 bucks more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square. Now, Mike and his employees, they continue to be canceled by big box stores and attacked by the mob. Now, they appreciate all of your support during these times, and this is their way to say thank you by giving you these massive savings. You'll also get a free copy, autographed copy of Mike's memoir with any order today. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square for this sale on Giza Dream Sheets. Other deep discounts on other great MyPillow products, like 60% off their My Slippers. Anyway, MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, or simply call 800-919-6090 and just mention my name. That's MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. All right, let's get to our busy phones as we continue from Texas. Looking forward to seeing President Trump. And that show will air tonight on Hannity, 9 Eastern. Tom is in Rhode Island. Tom, you're up on this edition from Texas. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Sean. Thanks for taking my call. It's an honor to talk to you. I listen to you every day from 3 to 6.
Thank you.
At night from 9 to 10. Getting back to Dan Goldman, I certainly hope he's listening because he's an idiot. He's a big mouth. Do you remember the first Trump impeachment when Doug Collins had him on the stand?
I don't remember that specifically. I remember that he's the one that came out when Devin Archer revealed that Joe, in spite of his claim that he never once spoke to his son or brother or anybody about their foreign business deals. I do remember it was Dan Goldman asked, well, what were they talking about? He said he never talked to him. I think, you know, just niceties. They were probably talking about the weather. And I'm like, oh, the weather. I'm sure that's what Hunter and his foreign business partners and Joe Biden, then vice president, were talking about.
Well, just like Biden, Goldman's a liar. You know, he was a former lawyer, so he's a liar, like most of the Democrats, pretty much all the Democrats. But Doug Collins had him on the stand and made him look real bad. If you get a chance, look at it. You can get it on YouTube. But he makes himself look bad, you already indicated, you talked about...
He's not exactly the brightest bulb that is in Congress. Let's put it, I'm being very gracious here. Yep. Dumb as a rock would be another way to put it.
I agree. And so is Adam Schiff. He's
congenital liar. They're both congenital liars. That's it. They're just political hacks.
You got booted off the Intelligence Committee?
That was, I think, Eric Swalwell, Mr. Fang Fang.
Oh, God, another one. Well, anyway, Schiff didn't even show up for that hearing with the first impeachment because he probably realized he's gonna look like a fool. But as far as Biden being too old, I don't think he's too old. I just think he's too stupid. I mean, look at the country. I mean, Dr. Ronny Jackson, whom you had on a couple of weeks ago, he indicated that Joe Biden, correct me if I'm wrong, that he's never really been that smart.
No, nobody's ever getting... No. That's not something that Joe's been accused of. He's been accused of a lot, but being smart is not one of them. And yeah, I think it was Obama that said, never underestimate Joe's ability to F things up. And I think it was former Defense Secretary Gates, that said, Joe's been wrong on every foreign policy issue his entire life. And he's not wrong either. I mean, Joe, look, Donald Trump says it one way. He goes, he's making Jimmy Carter look good because Jimmy Carter was, up until Joe, the worst president in our lifetime. I think Joe has surpassed him on steroids, but that's my opinion.
I mean, I don't think, Chuck Grassley, I believe, is 91 years old. Chuck Grassley of Iowa, he's 91. I think he still has all his marbles. He even goes for a jog every day. Do you think Biden could be not acting stupid? He is stupid, but do you think he could be putting on an act because he knows he's in a lot of trouble?
No, I don't think that's it at all. I think that Joe is weak and frail, and cognitively he has deteriorated in the last 4 years right before our eyes. He's gotten worse every day. Yeah. I mean, he's now got to the point where there's not a single day I can cite in the last, 4 or 5 months that is that something doesn't happen, that he doesn't mumble, bumble, stammer, you know, trip, fall, not know whether to exit stage left or right. I mean, he's clueless. He's out of it. He's checked out.
1987, you know, for the race in, which was 1988, which Mike Dukakis ultimately got, I remember he had to withdraw because he lied about his academic record.
Well, look, you know, remember, the world's changed dramatically. I mean, if you go back to the era, and maybe the canary in the coal mine was I don't know, Dan Rather, but when there was Rather and Jennings and Brokaw and Tim Russert, I mean, they definitely slanted left, all of them, but nobody slanted more left out of that group than Dan Rather. And then the issue came up. Remember during the campaign, President Bush ended up destroying his career because he put out a false report about Bush. And anyway, long story short, those days are gone. I mean, now you've got MSDNC. They're all left-wing radical hacks. They're part of the radical climate cult agenda, religious cult. And the same thing with fake news CNN, and the same thing over at MSDNC and over at the New York Times and over at the Washington Post and over at, you know, you name it. I mean, there's a few exceptions like Fox, but and talk radio, but not many others. And that will tell you the truth. You know, they always end up being wrong. They peddle lies, conspiracies, theories for 3 years. They get away with it. Anyway, I got a roll, man. Where in Rhode Island do you live?
Cranston, Rhode Island, but I'm originally from Tiverton, Rhode Island.
Okay. I spent 5 years in Warren, Rhode Island, and probably one of my favorite restaurants of all time is called the Black Pearl in Newport at the Wharf. You ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
You like that clam chowder?
Well, I'm not a clam chowder guy, but I...
Oh man, you don't know what you're missing. You gotta try it.
I do eat in Newport often. I do eat there very often. And,
I'm telling you, great. Just try the chatter. You're going to love it. All right, man. Appreciate the call. 800-941-SEAN. Our number. You want to be a part of the program. Angela is in Illinois. Angela, hi. How are you? Glad you called.
I am fine, Sean. Thank you so much for taking my call. And by the way, you have a wonderful voice, I must say.
Well, you're very, very nice to say that. Maybe it's the processing or something in Texas. You're very kind to say. Thank you very much.
I could be having a bad day, and I turn you on, and I'm calmed down within 5 minutes just hearing your voice.
But, you know, you say that, but I would think I get people worked up because I'm pretty worked up for most shows. But anyway, thank you for your kind words, and I'm glad you're out there.
I, here in Illinois, Chicago is a sanctuary city, and I feel that for every illegal immigrant that commits a crime, then the governors, mayors, politicians, whoever, should have to pay the jail time for that crime, and maybe it would shut down some of these sanctuary cities. And
when are we going to hold the people responsible for the policies that aid and abet and enable? You know, when is that possible? When are we going to hold the people accountable whose policies are allowing all this to happen?
I think
right at some point they got blood on their hands, and that point is basically come and gone. It's obvious.
Oh yeah, we need to get Trump back in office so we can stop this aiding and abetting and all this stuff and put back the policies that he had in place. And I don't know if your viewers know this or not. I did some checking and found out that with a sanctuary city, they don't have to ask about your immigration status. They don't have to disclose that status to the authorities, and they cannot deny you services based on that status. I find that appalling.
I find all of this appalling. When the FBI was the world's premier law enforcement agency, and those top guys in the FBI come out as they did recently and say that we are now experiencing in our country an invasion of military age men. If that doesn't get your attention, I don't know what will. I really don't. Because something's going to happen. If you have eyes, you can see it. It's not like I have a crystal ball. It's not like I have, I don't know, some special gift of prophecy. I'm just telling you, it's A squared, B squared, C squared. And it's that simple. You allow in 10 million illegal immigrants. They come in from the countries I keep mentioning, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan, Russia, China. You have invited in trouble. You know, it's a very precarious, dangerous time. And it will be until something happens. And when that day comes, just remember you've been warned. I don't think it's a matter of if. I think it's just a matter of when. And God help this country and God help the innocent people that will likely lose their lives because they've allowed unvetted illegal immigrants from hostile nations to this country to cross our border with impunity. And they've protected it. They've defended it. They've justified it. They've lied about it. And here we are. It's unreal.
Regardless of federal immigration laws, these cities protect these undocumented immigrants.
Yeah, what do you think a sanctuary city does? It codifies into law, lawbreaking. That's all it does. That Senate bill, that's all they wanted to do with that, too. That's why, thankfully, House Republicans said, no thanks, if you want to pass the bill, H.R. 2 is the best border security bill ever passed. But, you know, here we are. Unbelievable. Anyway, I got to run. I do appreciate your good call. Thank you so much, Angela. Glad you're out there. 800-941-SHAWN is our number. Ryan is in the great state of Alabama. You got to be in a lot of pain in Alabama after losing Nick Saban. I'll tell you that.
Yes, sir. It's really, really bad. I don't know. You know.
But what people don't understand about Alabama is this. College football is a religion. And I grew up, for example, in New York when I worked in Alabama. Had a little thicker accent, more like Linda's. How you doing? Good to talk to you. Sean, New York, Talk Radio Coffee.
But Southern drawl.
Well, not exactly, but I do say, how y'all doing? I say that now. But when I was in Alabama, it was like, well, you know, Roll Tide or War Eagle. I'm like, huh? Like, what do you, because I grew up, you know, following professional sports. And the professional sports I followed were, you know, the Yankees and the Mets and the New York Knicks and, I don't know, the New York Rangers, the Islanders, the Flyers from Philly. I mean, it's just not the same in New York. You know, college football, name one New York college football team that matters. There really isn't one.
Yeah, the SEC does it different, though. It's
oh, man, it's totally different and way more fun and better.
Yeah, a lot better. I mean, that's where most of your national championships have came from. I mean, the past, you know, 10, 12 years, 15 years. And
you look at Georgia, the Bulldogs. You look at Alabama, the Crimson Tide. I mean, I could just keep on going.
Well, a lot.
The Texas Longhorns, they usually have a good team.
Yeah, a lot of the game is changing now because you have this NIL. And
I did feel bad, though, for Florida State, though. I thought they got screwed over this year.
Yeah, they did. But, you know, I mean, I have no control over the committee. And
yeah, but you're saying that because Alabama got in with a loss and they went undefeated and they didn't get it. Be honest.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's just with anything. It's a flip of the coin, and, you know, who's going to bring the most money and who's going to bring the...
Whoa. So you're going to make this about money? They went undefeated. Alabama had one loss. Alabama made it to the championship.
Did.
And Florida State did not. Now, if you were a Florida State fan, how would you feel?
I would feel horrible.
You would be pissed off.
Yeah, I
would be pissed off because it's not fair.
I have a good buddy who's a Florida State fan, and he was fit to be tied. I promise you. But
all right, what's on your mind? We got less than a minute. Go ahead.
I wasn't mad.
I got a roll. Roll Tide. I assume you're an Alabama fan based on what you've said. Appreciate your call though. 800-941 Sean is our number. All right, that's going to wrap things up from the border. Donald Trump for the full hour tonight. Also, Governor Abbott will be joining us. And we'll be reporting from Eagles Pass, Shelby Park, that you've heard so much about. By the way, by putting up razor wire and putting up those big containers, shipping containers, yeah, they were able to stop illegal immigrant migrant movement into the U.S. which is why they've now moved to Arizona and Florida. Anyway, President Trump on the border. We'll cover Joe Biden's ridiculous political stunt trying to show up for the first time today. How dumb. He doesn't really want to go to the real border. Anyway, all happening, 9 Eastern. Please set your DVR on the Fox News channel. We'll see you tonight, back here tomorrow. And thank you for making this show possible.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day. And many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.